So the Chovas Levavah says here, in the concluding words of Shar Avos Hashem, he says, if you want to love the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you have to have a king. But the king, it's very hard to imagine the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is your king. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sends a viceroy to be his representative, and that is our seichel. Make your seichel the king over yourself. So, someone, a very religious Jew, comes to me yesterday. He's suffering from diabetes. He had incredible numbers. So, why do you have such incredible numbers? His blood sugar is so high. Because I like drinking sweet drinks, but it's not seichel. You know it's gonna kill you. You had operations, or you're a sick person, you're a young person, you're sick. Taiva, he likes the sweet drinks, he likes Coke, he likes other things, he likes chocolate. So Seichel tells him, I represent God, I gave you a body that could be pretty healthy. The diabetes is a challenge. Why don't you listen to your Seichel, listen to your doctor. Don't drink the sweet stuff, you're killing yourself. Your sugar numbers are astronomic. Doesn't listen to his Seichel. To say Hashem's the Melech, no, Hashem's so far away, where is God? What does God know about diabetes? But your seichel knows something. Your seichel says this stuff is poison for you. So a person wants to love Hashem, you have to love that Hashem gave us our own personal doctor, our own personal trainer. People pay a lot of money to have a personal trainer. People don't show that. Personal trainer, do anything. They'll do anything to lose weight except for not stop eating. They have personal trainers, and they have this, and they have personal doctors, and all kinds of fair diets, and this and that. As long as they can eat whatever they want. So Hashem gave Seichel to be the king. Make Seichel your king. And then after you have your Seichel as your king, make Anova, make humility your boss, your katzin. That whenever it's a choice of being humble or not, follow the path of humility. If this is something which will look arrogant, this word is a boastful, arrogant, proud word. If this purchase is going to be something that looks a little bit much, and if I'll go strutting around wearing this kind of clothing, or my wife's going to wear this kind of a mink coat, it's a bit much. So make Anova your boss, and make Chachma your manik, make Chachma your leader. Make wisdom your leader and your guide. And better than anything, make Precious your Yedid. Make solitude your best friend. Your best friend should be nobody. Your best friend should be all alone. Be poresh. Sit alone. Sit and learn someplace. Say some tillim. Think. Take a walk in the forest. Make precious your best friend. Make precious in the world. Make abstinence from the world in general your best friend. So, for sure, you don't want to dazzle yourself by seeing all the taivas alam haza. You want to be away from them. Make precious abstinence, solitude, your best friend. And then, the main thing is you have to have patience. Sagya la'atzmacha, midas ha'taivas la'atu v'mesinus. Try to acquire all these good midas a little at a time and very slowly. Because otherwise, he says, too much, be very careful not to jump, and if you're not going to go step by step, you may destroy yourself. Interesting. Chanukah message. Too much oil puts out the fire. If you have too much oil, it's too much. If you have too much oil in the fire, I didn't know this, so I was using some floating wicks, and I like to get my menorah ready long before nighttime. So, children tell me, Abba, if you're going to put the floating wicks in, I use all kinds of wicks. Every Hanukkah, I experiment with different wicks, all trying to find the ultimate wick. I use three or four different systems this Hanukkah. I try it every year, but still I always looking for a better way. He said, those floating wicks are very good, actually. The floating wicks could be the best of all. But you can't put them in too early, because what happens is that if you put them in too early, the cork actually gets saturated and they sink. And the oil, and if you have too much oil around the fire, it's just going to put it out. You have to, if it goes too low into the fire, it puts out the fire. Too much oil, because you have to recognize that oil itself is a liquid. It's really a pellet, the oil burns. Every other liquid puts out fire. Oil makes fires burn, but not so simple. Too much will put it out. So too much energy, too much change in your life will extinguish and burn you out. So you gotta be very careful. Of course, all the Eitz HaRa hearing that, and they'll tell you, really go real slow. That's it. Remember, just because it'll take about 20 years till you make a kriyas, you know. Start with like 1 minute a day and work yourself up a minute a year, you know. And start, learn 1 minute now and it'll take about 20 years. You know, the Eitz HaRa, he loves this Eitz HaRa, go real slow. He wants to go real slow. So you tell the Eitz HaRa, listen, you can't go 75 miles in a 55 mile zone, but you can't go 30 miles either. You gotta go a normal pace, my dear Yates Zara. So don't tell me to do 1 minute a year, you know, 1 minute a year. Go slow, but normal, and, go vale bahadraga. Go mi madrega, el madrega, and go from one madrega to zrizas to another madrega. From one madrega of, frishas to another madrega. But you feel you're going on the madrega, you're going someplace. And after Salami lived like as Libchomi Lasos Lasma Cheshman Nefesh Bechaleis. You have to check yourself out and make a Cheshman Nefesh all the time. And if you want to make a proper Cheshman Nefesh, he says, there's only one way. Read my book. Read my Sefer Chavis Lavavis. If you want to feel you're always in the shop getting maintenance and you're always being the mechanic, Mr. Goodwrench is looking over you, learn my Sefer Chavis Lavavis always for the rest of your life. And when you finish it, Chazor al Tachno, review it. And review it again. Ushmor and Shirashim. I don't expect you to remember every word he says. Remember the Shirashim, remember the roots, remember the basic teachings. And also think of Chedushim that you can learn from my Sefer. Chakor Eze Chedushim Yesh Lumba Vimenu. Think what you can add to my Sefer. I'm not saying my Sefer is the ultimate. My Sefer is the Shoresh. My Sefer is the root. And just like a root gives forth plants and growth, so to my Sefer is just meant to be the beginning. It's planting seeds in your mind to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. And then you'll get to Ruma Mailas HaChamudos. Then if you learn my Sefer, you'll get to the highest heights of the most desirable qualities. As you get to see Hamidos, you get to the pinnacle of good personality traits. Hamu'ulois, Ritzuyais, the Zenel Kim, traits that Hashem loves, not people. You're not just in becoming popular. You're interested in becoming popular with the Rabbeinu Shalom, beloved to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Thus you ask yourself all the time, how will Hashem react to this? This might be nice, cute to people, but what will Hashem say? What will Hashem say? I have to have Milas, Ritzuyas, Lefnei Elokim, V'yashir, Boyaz, M'chav, V'kori, V'elav, Acherim. And straighten yourself out, and the proof that you're straightening yourself out is that you are the Makar of other people. If the path is straight, other people will notice, other people will be attracted, other people will want to emulate and imitate our straight ways. Everybody's looking, really everyone deep in their hearts appreciates the truth and the emes. And so the truth of the matter is, again, okay, I'm not zognish, but all these kirev, you know, lots of seminars today, and there's books about kirev and seminars and arachim and gateways, and it's all fine. But the Chavis Lavavis says, and other swarms say, the best way to Makarav Yidden, of course you have to Makarav them, but just by a person straightening himself out, and when someone comes to you, they see how straight you are, how holy you are, how pure you are, how shining your example is, they will be attracted. You don't have to come on with kunzen and with codes and with cute arguments and explanations and great things against evolution and this against this, and it's not necessary. Once a person sees a Heilige Yid, if we make ourselves into straight, beautiful Jews, a person sees us, they want to listen to us. Of course, when they come, you want to talk to them. But this was the derech of all the Heilige Rebbes, and all the Gedolim was that their light is Makar of people. My Rebbe used to always say about what Rav Daniel Mofshovitz, the Rosh Yeshiva of Kelem, right before the war, who died on Kiddush Hashem, Daniel Moshavitz, last Rosh Yeshiva in Kelem, used to say that how could it be that Immanuel Kant, the Goy, could have written such incredible philosophy, Das Reinem Vernunft, the critique of pure reason, which is supposed to be like the ultimate in the world of philosophy. Today no one's interested in the philosophy, not in our circles, at least, Baruch Hashem. But Jews were very interested once upon a time. So they read, people used to learn German just to read Kant. It was such a taiva to know Immanuel Kant. Today we wouldn't have to read the book upside down. Right? So you thought, I'm sure it's translated into English. You wouldn't have the foggiest interest in it. You'd rather read the Toys R Us catalog. That's what people don't want to read, Toys R Us catalog and the menu for Chai Pizza. That's about the ultimate English reading people want today. Toys R Us catalogs, Babies R Us catalog, and the new SUV thing, you know, from the Acura SUV. What's in store for the 2003? A lot of pictures, mostly pictures, and good menus for Glotlock. But Moloch and Titan people, brains, they were interested in intellectual things. And how could Immanuel Kant write such an incredible thing? Zogdra, the Neil Mishavit, because there was a Yid in Vilna, his name was Rebbe Yo, Ben Shlomo Zalman in Vilna, the Vilna Gaon, and he sat behind locked windows all day. His windows were shuttered even by day, so the schmutz from the street shouldn't come into him. He was the ultimate Torish. Even by day, learned by candlelight, so the world shouldn't come in. His window shades were down all day. And such a straight, pure light came out of the base medrash of the Gra that the light radiated throughout the entire world until some of it even reached Königsberg in Prussia, which is a distance from Vilna. And it entered into the brain even of his Goy, Immanuel Kant. And his head was illuminated, and he came up with this amazing philosophy. Compared to Torah, it's nothing. It's worthless. But how could a guy even think of such abstract and very theoretical, amazing things in Das Reinem Vernunft, the critique of pure reasoning? Where does purity even come to, a schmutziger guy? It comes from the pure, it was a mashu from the pure Torah of the girl. But that was a gab out the guy. You imagine, therefore, what it did to Yidden all over Lithuania and Russia and the whole world? It went over the whole world, and the light of the Gra, although he passed away in 1792, his light is still shining throughout the entire world today. So even 210 years later, we are still learning Torah better and clearer because of the Gra's clarkite. So he says, be Makar of people by making yourself straight. That's the best Kiruv. The best Kiruv is changing ourselves. When we become Bali Tshuva, we'll make everyone else Bali Tshuva. Guaranteed. The Yid comes over to us. But to go and think of these special ways to speak to people, and again, if it works, very nice. Some people like to do that. But the way of the Chavos Levavos is that when a person acquires, makes himself a desirable human being, we make ourselves the perfection of humanity and good quality traits. Anybody comes in contact with us, even those who don't, are influenced and affected. Yasher es atzmecha, the korev elav acherim. First, straighten yourself out. If you're not straight yourself, then how can you? Want to elaborate. So he says, don't think for a second. Al tashda zatma. Don't fool yourself to think that you'll have all the great mindless amidas without cleaning your heart out from daigas olam hazeh and terdaisav. As long as your mind is preoccupied with worries about Olam Hazeh, thinking about it, worrying about it, or just thinking and yearning for it, even if you say to yourself that you don't want Olam Hazeh, you despise Olam Hazeh, but you wouldn't mind Olam Hazeh, so you're still struggling with it. As long as you're not Masiach Daitcha Mehen Legamrei, he says, just like a shikr, in order to become sober, has to join Alcoholics Anonymous, and you have to swear you'll never take one more drop. You cannot say, well, I'll drink half as much. You gotta go cold turkey. Smoking cold turkey. Even though you can say the same thing, you have to go badraga. Badraga is in the sun. When it comes to slowly is as far as acquiring new good traits. You have to go step by step. But when you're getting bad something bad, when you're avoiding something bad, he says, a shikr, you just got to stop entirely. He says, ain't a shikr yachli pokeh mi yeinu ach ashpazi yam poisegim of the gamer. You have to be totally sober. And when you're totally sober, that's it. That's a never again, not one drop. Because the slightest amount of shikrus, by definition, shikrus, intoxication, ruins the honesty of my mind. I can't trust anymore. But I can't trust the 1%, so my whole reasoning and logic is distorted. Can't do it. So he says, listen to me, this is this, you should write down this. Echad Chassidim Omar, one of the great Chassidim once said, either Ayinim is Baishim, me Aboyre, or Ayinim is Davim Oides Avas Aboyre, call Oichon a Shikurim Miyain Avas Oilam Haza. He said, if we really loved the Rabbanei Shalom, and we really were ashamed of the Rabbanei Shalom, we knew what it meant to have Busha from the Rabbanei Shalom, we wouldn't even speak about loving Hashem as long as we were still intoxicated Oilam Haza. How can we even speak about loving Hashem when we still are intoxicated with shikurim from Avas Olam Haza? If we really were at Busha from the Rabbanei Shalom, we couldn't even speak about Avas Hashem. We wouldn't dare to have the chutzpah to speak with Avas Hashem as long as we're still intoxicated Olam Haza. So imagine Lahavdil. It's a shrei shtark a marshal, but to just imagine, you tell your wife, I love you very much. I happen to have another girlfriend on the side. But I love you very much, but, I have a girlfriend. You're my main wife, though. Can you imagine how that's going to go over? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? You finished. It's gone. What do you mean? Somebody else. But you're my main one. So tell the brother, I love you. You're my favorite. But I love Elam Hazel. It's like a stira. It's like having a mistress and having the Rabbi Shalom Lahavdol, Elif Abdi Abdullah. You can't do it. It's not Shayach. Can you imagine? So that a person is mevuyish from the Rabbi Shalom. You're mevuyish from Hashem as much as from our wives. You're mevuyish from our wives to even think, to entertain the thought that there's some other, you look at somebody else. You're embarrassed to say, I looked at somebody else. You're embarrassed to say something. If you're embarrassed your wife, you wouldn't even dare say, I looked at somebody else. I noticed someone else's dress. Boy, that's a pretty shekel she's wearing. You noticed another woman? You looked at someone other woman's shekel? What do you mean? What are you telling me my shadel's a mess compared to her shadel? Who told you to look at that other woman's shadel? I can't believe it. You looked at another woman and her shadel and you admired it? And you're telling me why my shadel's so messy because of her? Get out of here. No lunch today, no supper. Get out of here. I don't want to know from you. Out. From Mavuyish, my wives, you wouldn't even, I can't even say such a thing. I looked at another woman. She wears pretty, why can't you get clothing like her? Why don't you get together, you're acting like her? What are you, look, you comparing me to somebody else? There's somebody else to look at? Husband, any normal husband who has derech eretz to his wife wouldn't even dream of telling it. He'd be mevuyish to say he even looked at somebody. It's coaching to say the word grow is a trust the word. I gotta say to the it's unheard of. It's unheard of. It's layoman to say such a word. So the Rebbeinu Shalom Zaktis Chachosid. If he mevuyish on the Rebbeinu Shalom, we couldn't even speak about our loving the Rebbeinu Shalom. As long as it's still shikr, meyain avas olam hazeh, still shikur min olam hazeh, we're talking about love Hashem. How can you do that? You know, vuyish to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The competition to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Anyway, the Chavetz Lavav, this is of course a very high madriga. That's, this is, the truth is, this is really the difference between the Chavetz Lavav is the chassid and the chassid of the Baal Shem Tov. The chassid of Baal Shem Tov would be happy to have a yid come a step a little bit. Okay, come back a little bit, and slowly. But the chassid is saying, the chassid of the chavetz lavavos was as a richtige tough chassid. He's telling the emes lamita shel, davar. Emes lamita, we emes abusha for the Rebbeinu Shalom. We couldn't even talk about avas Hashem as long as the shtikel olam hazeh. So he says, therefore, the only way that your goof will be pani olam hazeh. You have to misbite it. You have to go into a forest. If you go into a room, you have to go into a mikveh. Great place to go into a mikveh. The best place to misbite is the mikveh, because when you're underwater, you're stark naked. You have nothing on. You have no clothing. You have nothing. You're drowning in the water of Avas Hashem. Mikveh is the best misbite of Shaykh. Best place. Spend a lot of time in the mikveh. Mikveh is a wonderful place. Wonderful place. Leiv tohor bra. The Shalosh says, Leiv tohor bra. Is Rosh Hashanah's Lamed Tes Beis. Which is the Toval, And Tobal, Lama says, this is bottle. Tvila, you totally bottle. Olam Hazes, but don't, so how do you come to the Madrega? The Baal Shem Tov says you can't do those Madregas, they're going to the mikveh. Going to the mikveh is a gewaltig gezaf. You think they're wasting their time, oh, it's another 10 minutes to go to the mikveh. It's a gewaltig. Because yeah, we can really meet Chavis Vavis Hein Bis Morgan. We need help. We need a lot of help. See, himself says, you have to have his bite of this. Because this Olam Hazes is all around us all the time, day and night. And how are we going to run away from this world? So you have to demand of yourself, he said, Dreish Zois Mimcha Tomet Ochi, my dear brother. Brother Kim, my entire brother, demand this of yourself. Vishtat El Laharchik Es Taivis Olam Hazem Elibcha. And try hard, not easy, to distance Olam Hazet Taivis from your heart and put in their place thoughts about the day of death. And Chayvus Lavavcha, think that you can't take it with you. Go pass by the cemetery. Spend time in the cemetery. Another good place to go. The mikveh is a good place to go. It's called Tishkan Grace of Geld. And you can visit Vishnu Cemetery. No entrance fee. Disney World is about $25 a day now. Very expensive. You have to Orlando. People are saving. How much is it? $40. So go to Orlando. You have to pay fortunes of money to get there. It wasn't bad enough that people went for Chesukas. People went for Hanukkah now. Perfect way to celebrate our victory over the Greeks. And the Hellenist is to go spend time at the perfect, the just right Ruach is Disney World. I told about this, he'll speak about it Thanksgiving. I don't know if he spoke about this, the scourge of Disney World, the new, the modern temple of Taiva and temple of Shtus, the two new great icons of Avodah Zarah, Harry Potter and Walt Disney. Actually, Harry Potter is probably stronger than Disney. Disney's sales are down. It's not a good stock. Don't buy it. But Harry Potter, if you get your hands on Harry Potter stock, buy it. That's it. Harry Potter's not out there. He's in the shul. There's kids who are hooked on Harry Potter in this shul. Nice kids. Nice Beis Yaakov girls. She's in Valley kids. Beis Mikra kids. They're hooked on Harry Potter. Hooked on Harry Potter. And the parents do it for them. The parents will gladly buy them the tapes and the videos and the Irish Cat and the toys and everything. Spending $10,000 a year tuition for yeshiva and ruining everything with Harry Potter. Kid goes to school. It says on Harry Potter. Who has a mind anymore to listen to the dull Rebbe when I can think about Harry Potter and the secret chamber and the Sorcerer's Stone? Who would want to listen to during Shorshan is a par if I could think about Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone? I understand a stupid rabbi, Zabayev Rebbe. Why didn't they take a magic wand to make the Aveda disappear or something? Like, what the Steinbergs and Metallus are fighting? Harry Potter is a crystal ball. He'll figure it all out. What do you have to have whole Gemara for? Steinbergs and Metallus. Just get Harry Potter. He'll figure it out for you. That's what the kid's thinking about. So I'm telling you, parents, come on, my kid can't concentrate in school anymore. He's just thinking about Harry Potter all the time. But you don't have to go to Harry Potter. Your video games keep your mind busy. Okay? Harry Potter's just the ultimate. But there's plenty of other stuff. We are in this crazy world. No seichel. All of us have not made the seichel our kings. Hashem is king, but not our seichel. Because Hashem is away. He doesn't bother us. We don't see him. When you go to Toys R Us, we don't see Hashem. He for sure is not there. But he's there watching, but his presence is very vague. But our seichel is with us, and our seichel should tell us there's certain things that don't belong in Yiddish Heiser. We don't belong in these certain places. No, Rabbi, it's not treif. I never went to McDonald's. I wouldn't go to McDonald's Chassidish. I only buy glot kosher, and then not stam glot kosher, but Chassidish Shechita, Heimish, only Heimish of Sheirim. With the Mashgiach, just in the Heim and get the Hechsher. I only the Heimish Hechsherim. But your own home is not kosher. Heimish Hechsher. How about your own home need the Hechsher? You need a rabbi in your house. You need a Mashgiach in your house. You got garbage to bring into your house. My goodness gracious. So, let me just tell you what Rabbi Avram. So just in case the Chavis Lvovis is an extremist. So let me tell you, what probably contemporary of his, Rabbi Avram and the Rambam. We should learn to say for some time. You know, Avram and the Rambam, the old Develt said that had Avraham been a Rambam, not been the Rambam's son, he would have been a well-known great man. But sometimes you have a great father, you get eclipsed by your father. The Vilna Gaon also had the great brother, Avram. There's not a lot of people's names Avram. Avram the Baal Milas HaTorah was the Gra's brother, great man. But very few people heard about him. Only in the Yeshiva Shevelt to know a savior called Milas HaTorah, but even there he's close to God. Some people are eclipsed by their close relatives. So the Vilna Gaon, the Rambam has a son of Rambam and the Rambam. And he has a savior called Amaspik L'Oivid, L'Oivid Hashem. What's enough for Oivid Hashem? It's a whole savior about Avodas Hashem. Enough for Avodas Hashem. The menu to do enough for Avodas Hashem. And when he speaks about Avodas Hashem, He said, the highest madrega is like this. He says, "Ubesayv darkoi hesig b'ftim yusa yiras Hashem v'avashamayim." When you come to the highest madrega inside, you're filled with fear of Hashem. Fear Hashem means that, you know, that fear Hashem, if you have fear of Hashem, I wish I had fear. Fear Hashem doesn't mean when you're davening. Just when you're sitting in your house, you don't sit like this in the lounge. You sit as oi. I tell you a story. There's a Yid, I forgot his first name. Mr. Sternfeld, who lived in Williamsburg. And this is a Tyree Yid, Gvalti Gerei Shemayim. So my friend here, Rebbe Ben-Tzion Felden, Hagoyin, the rabbi, Gvalti Gerei Shemayim, was a Bach, lived in Williamsburg. And this Yid was a not Pasha. Yid told him, he says, how'd you get so much Yerushalayim? He says, listen, when I was a youngster, I lived in Vienna. And I was sitting one day in the park. And Reb Chaim Brisker was visiting for a meeting of Rabbanim. And he sees me sitting in the park, and I was sitting as I stretched out. And he passes by me, and he says, "No." Stood up for him. "No. No." He said, "What do you want, Rebbe?" He says, "Where's your Yerushalayim? How can a person in Yerushalayim sit like this lounging in the park, as though lounging in front of the Baruch Shalom? Shavisi Hashem Negi Tomit. Where's Yerushalayim?" If we'd cop on Yerushalayim, it would just be very hard for us to just sit there lounging back with the paper today and just lounge and gishmak. It's so nice to read everything, the whole New York Times cover to cover today with the magazine and with everything else. Yerushalayim, we're mobilizing. Yerushalayim is mobilized for Hashem every minute. What can I do to serve the Hashem right now? What can I do to make Hashem happy right now? I'm not thinking, oh, yeah, what can I make myself happy today, Sunday? Might say, Chanukah. I'm thinking, what can I do today after Chanukah to make Hashem happier? I said, Lahoydas Lahala, the whole Chanukah. Now what? Now, today after Chanukah, so what happened to all my Alanisims? I said, Alanisim 30, 40 times. Alanisim 40 times, I said, over Chanukah. I said so many highs, I lit so many candles. What now? So, am I different after Chanukah than before Chanukah? What kind of New Year Shemayim do I have? What kind of new strategy do I have to fight the modern day Yevonim? Am I committed to battling present day Hellenism? What am I doing about it? Everybody in their Madrega. Do I have any Greek stuff in my own house? Is my house too greasy? I gotta get the grease out of my house. I gotta clean it out. So my wife has missed the clean to get rid of the grease in their sink. What am I doing to get rid of the grease all over my rest of my house? How do I clean out the grease? I have to learn how Maspik Levit Hashem. And the Maspik says, there's grease in your pneumius. And the only way to get rid of that filthy gunk and grease is Yiras Shemayim, Anavas Hashemayim. I have a chukka to the Banisham. Listen to this. Ad Kadei Kach. Yeah, there's such a chukka for Hashem to the point, where when your body is demanding food, you don't feel hungry. Because my soul is so zat, my soul is so content from the fact that I'm zoichet, I put on tefillin today, I put on tzitzis today. I'm so zat that I davened to the Rebbeinu Shlom today, my soul is so fat and content that who's hungry? Who's hungry? You come over at Gevaldik Kiddush, you're still hungry for some more. I just had a Gevaldik Kiddush, so I'm going to eat some more food. I'm packed. A Yid comes over in davening. We're so compact. I didn't want to eat the rest of the day. Who can even think about it? I'm going to start thinking about my head in the refrigerator. I just had my head in the tillum. I just had my head in the sitter. I had my head in the chavis levavis. And immediately I get home, I just pull up my tillum. My head is right in the refrigerator, looking around, sniffing, looking for some. I can't decide. So you know that the ahavas Hashem is in your pneumias. It's really inside, not outside. When your body taki is hungry, but and your body says, "Do give me food," but your neshama is so navshay medushenes. Medusha means azoi gepashavit. In Yiddish, gepashavit means I'm so, you know, like a pastuch, a shepherd feeds his sheep the finest grass, and the sheep are so content. If you ever saw the sheep after they eat that nice, good chomping meal, they're so moo and they're so docile and content. Medushenes, so angepashavit. We've been so sumptuously pampered, and I feel so totally zat, content, that who wants to eat anymore? And there's koilas mizdavka malaznoi, and there's all kinds of sounds, interesting music, which is banging on my eardrums. Who toughes b'sharafa v'lo yishmein. But I'm so absorbed in my thoughts about the Rebbeinu Shlom, I don't even hear this music that's banging on my eardrums. I don't hear this. Zeinav neiflois al chesyonah shal mamish. And I see all kinds of enticing things in front of me, but I don't even see them because I'm so mesmerized. But what my eyes saw in Torah a minute ago, and I saw in Avodas Hashem, that I'm blinded to anything else. He says, when a person is so absorbed in Avodas Hashem, then you come to you're on the derech. The Navi Yeshaya says in Yeshaya Chavav, L'shimcha u'lezichrecha taivas nefesh. To know your name, Hashem, and to remember you, this is the taiva of my soul, of my net, which is my nefesh bahami. Not just my soul, my high soul. Nefesh is my yearning of my basic desire in life. My basic life's force is l'shimcha u'lezichrecha taivas nefesh. This says the Chavis of Avos is the words, and therefore again and again it says over and over again. He says this is I try to finish Shavu Avos Hashem. He repeats it again and again. I guess that'll be next week. We'll have to finish it to make our siyum. Again and again he says you can't talk about loving Hashem until we root out Olam Hazeh.